As I believe, maybe all of you know, that sooner or later in Buddhist practice, we come to a time when it's time to let go. And it's interesting to consider the letting go at the middle of a 2-week retreat. There might be a different reference point for the letting go than maybe in ordinary life. One reason to let go is because it hurts too much to continue to hold on. And some people, when they sit and see clearly what's going on and see it again and again, at some point the suffering they have from holding on is just at some point too much. There was a time in my early practice where that was my case, and I kind of hit rock bottom. That included giving up on the practice. And then paradoxically, that's when my practice began, when I'd let go, when I wasn't striving and pushing and holding on to it and having high expectations, clinging to it. Another motivation for letting go is because the consequence of letting go is so much better than holding on. It's a better deal how to live having let go. And both of these perspectives and motivations can occur in the middle of a retreat. Sometimes only of long practice do we really see that it's just too much to keep holding on. It hurts too much, too difficult. But sometimes in a longer retreat, we can be aware of the goodness, the wholesomeness that's available. We start feeling some way softer or more settled or calmer than we usually do. And in that, these new states of being, it can feel so obvious that to let go so that we can really be here in the goodness of these states, the goodness of what happens with freedom. And then also in a middle of a retreat, good things can happen, things that feel pleasant and enjoyable and wholesome. The heightened sensitivity of practice can mean that we are aware that if we cling to the good things of practice, then we is not so good. So this art of letting go, the art of non-clinging. And then also the motivation for letting go and non-clinging in both regards, in all these ways, can be or is always known or unknown or unknown knowingly. A way in which we care for ourselves and also we care for the world. And to have letting go be understood as an act of compassion, care, kindness, love. Then letting go might not seem so frightening or undesirable, or it might actually feel like medicine. Medicine of care, of compassion, of love. And hopefully a medicine of care and love that radiates out from us so that we can care and love this world that we're part of and all our fellow human beings in all corners of this globe. And I believe that learning to let go well and wholesomely is a way that we begin or continue or deepen our ability to bring peace, kindness, generosity, and care in all directions. So as you go to bed tonight, or if, as you continue practicing, if that's what's happening next for you, maybe you can take a few minutes to reflect on how the practice you're doing is an expression of your own care, your own compassion, kindness, something like that, love. And from that, from then, with that as a foundation, as a support, what might you be inspired to let go of tomorrow? What would be a blessing to spend another day practicing, having let go? How can your care guide you to greater letting go for your own welfare and the welfare of all beings? Thank you all for your practice and sharing this retreat. For those going to bed now, I wish you deep sleep and restful sleep. And those of you who are going to go to bed in many hours from now, my wish extends to that time too.